Former President Barack Obama and vice presidential nominee Tim Walz were in Wisconsin yesterday, rallying voters in Madison. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a referendum question on the ballot could amend language in the state constitution, a new public market in Green Bay broke ground, and the new legislative maps have made races in three specific state senate districts more competitive. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Former President Barack Obama joined Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz in Madison yesterday to rally voters on the first day of early in-person voting. 10-year-old Natalie Weridica and her father were among thousands gathered at Madison's Alliant Energy Center. When asked why she came, Natalie had this to say.
To support Kamala. She's nice.
Her dad, Merrick Weridica, says elections can change the course of the country, and he wants Natalie to witness the process.
In democracy, it's important to us. We worry about the fate of the country.
With just 2 weeks left until Election Day, both the Harris and Trump campaigns have been focused on turning out voters in swing states, just like Wisconsin. Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance was in Waukesha County on Sunday, and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned there yesterday. Heavy turnout in Madison is critical for Democrats to win the state, and both candidates are fighting for voters in the Milwaukee suburbs. Meanwhile, turnout during the first day of in-person absentee voting yesterday was so high that state computer systems used by clerks were overloaded. In a statement, the Wisconsin Elections Commission said due to higher-than-expected turnout, the state's WIS vote system started to lag. Clerks used the system to print labels on the outside of the envelopes that hold absentee ballots. The statement said the same information can be written on the envelopes manually by election officials. Long lines of voters were reported yesterday in communities including Milwaukee and surrounding suburbs. A social media post by Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs said the agency worked with another branch of government to create more computer server space to handle the load. A referendum on Wisconsin's fall ballot would amend language in the state constitution that limits voting to U.S. citizens. Sarah Lear explains.
Wisconsin's constitution already says that voters need to be U.S. citizens over 18 years old, but the amendment would tighten up that language, changing it from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. And it would clarify that the citizenship requirement applies to federal, state, and local elections. A handful of communities in other states let non-citizens vote in local elections, and GOP State Representative Tyler August says the amendment will ensure that no localities in Wisconsin try to follow suit.
When it comes to that sacred constitutional right, it should be U.S. citizens determining the future of their local municipality, their state, their school boards.
Opponents say the amended language could weaken voting rights. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new public market is expected to come to Green Bay next year. As Joe Schultz reports, the city joins efforts to create similar markets in communities around the state.
Roughly 400 community members gathered downtown for a groundbreaking ceremony for the Green Bay Public Market this week. Construction began in March. It will convert a former office building into a public market. The space will house roughly 20 tenants, as well as indoor and outdoor seating and a demonstration kitchen. Brian Johnson leads the nonprofit spearheading the effort. He says the market will serve locals and provide a year-round draw to bring visitors downtown.
We saw an opportunity there to really create a visitor destination experience that could combine food with a great experience, a great local experience here in Green Bay.
Milwaukee and Mequon already have public markets, and a similar project is underway in Madison. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the race for control of state government runs through a handful of legislative races. A common theme among the candidates is a push for bipartisanship.
As a therapist, I have to work with people that don't agree all the time.
Dozens of bills I've been able to get signed by both Republican and Democratic governors.
In just a minute, we'll have a look at the candidates running in three state Senate districts that could go either way under Wisconsin's new legislative map. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, under Wisconsin's new legislative maps, either party has a shot at winning control of state government. For Democrats, it would require flipping a few state Senate districts this year and a few more in 2026. We'll hear reports from three of the most competitive Senate races today. Here's the first from Wisconsin Public Radio's Anya Van Wagendonk.
In order to reshape the state's politics, Wisconsin's new map literally reshaped its legislative districts. In South Central Wisconsin, one Senate district was practically flipped sideways. It's the 14th, and it used to be safely Republican. This year, incumbent Joan Balweg of Markazan is facing a real battle. The new district includes Richland, Sauk, and Columbia counties, but also part of Dane County. A piece of the largely rural district even dips into the city of Madison. Balweg has represented the district since 2020 and served in the assembly before that. She chairs the Senate Agricultural Committee and sits on the powerful Joint Finance Committee, and she says she has a strong record of working across the aisle.
Dozens of bills I've been able to get signed by both Republican and Democratic governors.
Her Democratic opponent is Sarah Kieski, a political newcomer. Kieski is a mental health counselor who also runs a community nonprofit in Lodi. She says she wants to address the social causes of poor mental health, like high costs or barriers to childcare. And she says her background will help her bridge divisions in Madison.
As a therapist, I have to work with people that don't agree all the time.
Both candidates are focused on rural issues and issues that affect families and children, but they differ on how to tackle them. Both say they hear from voters who are concerned about prices and inflation. At a recent candidates forum held at Lodi High School, community members asked questions about things like climate change, student debt, and Medicaid expansion. And one 12th grader asked pointedly,
"My question is, do you plan to vote to protect women's reproductive health by putting into law legal abortion?"
That's one of the issues that's defining this campaign. Kieski has made it central to her platform.
I do. I believe that reproductive freedoms is a very important option for our females.
In past elections, Balweg has been endorsed by anti-abortion groups, including those that condemn the use of contraceptives. Balweg says she supports access to contraception and family planning methods like IVF. While Wisconsin's abortion law is being challenged in court, Balweg told WPR the existing 20-week limit is on the books.
I'm not looking to make any changes with that.
But that issue is one reason why big money is pouring into this race, including from outside groups and outside of Wisconsin. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagendonk.
And I'm Joe Schultz in Green Bay, another place where the new map made big changes. The new 30th State Senate District includes much of the city of Green Bay, along with neighboring De Pere, Ashwaubenon, Alloway, and Bellevue. And with no incumbent here, both candidates are getting to know voters. In mid-October, small business owners filtered into a room at Hinterland Brewery in Ashwaubenon. They were there for a roundtable with the Democratic candidate.
My name is Jamie Wall. I'm running in the new 30th Senate District.
Jamie Wall is a business consultant. He grew up on a dairy farm in Brown County. In the early 2000s, he was an administrator for the now-abolished State Department of Commerce. He says he wants to bring problem-solving skills and bipartisan compromise to Madison.
There are a lot of issues. If you could put five reasonable people in a room for an afternoon, you could come out with something that most people would get on board with.
Wall is running against Republican Jim Rafter. Rafter has been on the Alloway Village Board for the past decade and village president for the last 8 years. He says he wants to go to Madison to work across the aisle to address the challenges facing local municipalities.
There's not a lot of representation down in Madison of people who have been in local government. And I think it's terribly important because we need state government's help for that.
There are local issues at play in this race, like the future of Green Bay Correctional Institution. Rafter says the century-old facility has outlived its useful life, and a new prison is necessary.
We're going to need some kind of a prison. We will, because there's a faction that will always be in prison, and they are dangerous people.
Wall says more needs to be done to reduce the prison population, and more study is needed before building a new prison.
You wouldn't build a new manufacturing facility unless you were sure there was need for whatever it was going to produce.
Both candidates say there needs to be more career pathways for nonviolent offenders. Before redistricting, the district favored Republicans, stretching north to Marinette. Now, it's one of a few races in Green Bay that could go either way and decide control of the legislature. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Joe Schultz.
And I'm Evan Casey. Wisconsin's 8th Senate District includes parts of Milwaukee County and also Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties. Those are known as the WOW counties. It's an area that's historically been a Republican stronghold, but Democrats have been making inroads. They now see the suburban district as one of four Senate seats they could switch from red to blue. The race pits Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin against Republican Dewey Strobel. On a chilly fall day, Sinikin is hitting the pavement in Cedarburg.
I'm Jody Habish-Sinikin.
Yeah.
I'm running for Wisconsin State Senate.
While speaking to voters at the doors, she asks what issues are important to them.
Women's reproductive health care is huge. I'm hearing it at practically every door. It's a very top of mind for people.
Abortion is a key issue for Sinikin. She favors reproductive rights. Strobel is anti-abortion. Sinikin is an attorney from Whitefish Bay who specializes in environmental law. She narrowly lost a special election for the seat last year. This time around, she's hopeful Democrats can close that gap and win.
This district has been trending blue for some time. We will see soon enough whether or not those predictions play out.
Republican Dewey Strobel of Sockville was first elected to the state Senate in 2015. He served 4 years in the assembly before that. Strobel says if he's reelected, he wants to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
Our taxpayers are hurting from this inflation, and it's going to help them, you know, buy their groceries, afford their housing.
Strobel has a reputation as one of the legislature's most conservative lawmakers. But this campaign, he's been emphasizing his bipartisan accomplishments, like a new literacy bill signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
I work with the other side. I work with people in the Capitol. I talk to them.
This is a new district for Strobel, and it carved off some of the deep red territory he used to represent. His old seat was among the state's most Republican. The new district leans slightly to the right, but it's closer to 50-50. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Evan Casey.
WPR reported last week on the fight for control of the Wisconsin Assembly. You can hear that story at WPR.org. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today, the people putting the show together behind the scenes, were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning with the latest news, so until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.